At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
585-252-9800 is the number to text or call with your unpopular opinions this morning. It's time to clear the air for There, I Said It.
Let's go.
A no name on this one this morning. First text that came in and they said, make open relationships the new norm. People are not meant to marry and stay with one person their whole life. Disgusting. There, I said it.
Not you texting in.
That's not true. That's not true, Breezy.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe in marriage with the right individual because, God, people just seem very unhappy today.
Oh, my gosh. This person says, movies that are longer than 2 hours should have an intermission. There, I said it. Yeah, I agree. You're always assigning me movies that are 2.5, 3 hours long. I need to take a break halfway through.
I'm trying to think the longest movie I ever sat through. It took me 3 days. Probably The Irishman. Yeah, I watched it. Just kept coming back to it, getting distracted.
That's when you know a movie is not that good.
It's too long.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Dave. Good morning, guys. People who say I'm not a morning person but stay up till 3 a.m., stop making excuses. There, I said it.
Right. Stop it. That's enough. Yeah.
First of all, somebody just asked this question online. Worst time slot to possibly work during the day? And I said between the hours of 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. You can't do anything.
No.
Even the graveyard shift is better than that. At least you have time to hang or have dinner with your family.
Yeah. Well,
you can't do anything during 3:11.
I don't know, though. I've been with people who work overnights and things like that, and it just, even so, like, it just ruins their whole day because they go in at 7, and then they leave at 7 at night, and then they leave at 7 in the morning, and then they have to sleep all day, and then they do, you know what I mean? It's just...
I have to ask.
Ruins your whole thing.
Some of you listening, where you have opposite schedules of your significant other, how do you guys make that work? Because I know a couple where she goes in at 5 a.m. and gets home at like 2, and then he leaves at 4 and gets home at like 4 in the morning. They just, boats in the nights, passing each other.
Two ships in the night.
Let's go over to Morgan. High-rise pants are ugly. There, I said it. Mind your own business.
Period. This person says, most people aren't lazy. They're just exhausted and broke, and nobody cares. That is so true. That is so true. Working my ass off for 60 hours a week, have nothing to show for it.
No benefits.
Right. You're lazy.
Let's go over to Louie. Hey, to the guy at my gym who constantly feels the need to work out with sunglasses on, you're not cool or mysterious. People are making fun of you. There, I said it. I think Lou works out at the same gym I do because I got to tell you, a couple people in there refuse to take their Versace's off.
Their what?
They love their Versace's.
Versace's?
Yeah. We call them Versace's.
Who does?
People online. My buddy. My buddy loves his Versace's.
Why are we calling it that?
That's just another name for it.
Okay.
Let's go over to Heather. Deadbeat dads who show up when it's convenient and act like heroes because they came to a birthday. I just want to let everyone know that their effort is pathetic. There, I said it.
Yeah, it's not great. This person said roadside memorials are ghoulish and honestly a safety hazard. There, I said it. Well, I will admit, I am breaking my neck and taking my eyes off of traffic to see why there's a ghost bike there, for sure, with flowers and
they're all over the city.
Balloons.
They're painted what?
The things.
White? They're painted white.
What's painted? Well, sometimes it really depends on how the person passed. Like if they got hit by a bike, they'll leave a bike there, or if it's just balloons or candles or whatever the case may be where they died. Like there was one on Park Ave. I don't know if it's still there, right across from Dragonfly for years.
Haven't seen it.
And it might not be there anymore. I obviously don't live there, but it was there for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, I agree. I mean, like, I think pay your respects for sure, but I think there's an expiration date on it for sure.
Let's go over to Rach, who says, good morning, guys. I think wedding culture is out of control today because nobody needs a $40,000 party to prove they love someone. And I think most couples just want the attention more than anything. There, I said it.
Very true.
$40K.
That's on the cheap end, too.
That's the bare minimum today.
That's on the cheap end.
I had this conversation with my parents over the weekend, or the other weekend. I was like, how much money did you guys drop on your wedding day? It was $7,500?
Yeah, my mom was like, $4,000.
That's nice. Mine for today is if you are looking to hire someone to do a job for you, I'm talking painter, contractor, and they roll up to your driveway with a vehicle that has trash, papers, empty cups covering their dashboard of the vehicle, do not hire them. They are going to do a crap job. There, I said it. The cleaner the vehicle, the better the person. It says everything about their vehicle, I promise you.
I would actually argue the opposite because, like, it just goes to show they're so busy taking care of other people's things that they don't have time to take care of yours.
That's not true. If they leave their vehicle a mess, they're going to leave your property a mess. I've seen it.
They don't have time to take care of their own things because they're constantly serving and protecting others.
That's so not true.
Honestly, it's selfless. This person says, newer cars are complete garbage. There, I said it. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. They said, the quality and the durability is just not what it used to be.
Well, that depends on what kind of car you're getting.
Literally, there's no car out there that should be having issues before 20,000 miles.
No, I do agree with that. But that's what happens when you buy an American-made car. Sorry, I said it. There, I said it.
So tough.
Stacy says, hi, Moose and Breezy. People who love camping are usually people who can't afford hotels. This is not an opinion. This is facts. There, I said it. Really? People who camp are just doing it because they can't afford hotels. That's why they're doing it? Okay, all right. And then let's go over to the most toxic man in Rochester. Big Ed! What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. I got one for today. I think TikTok made a lot of average people think they're special.
Mm.
My daughter being one of them. There, I said it.
Oh, never Ed. Agreed with that man before in my life, but I gotta admit, he's right.
He's a sick man.
He's right.
He gets the help. Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The Blue Wolf Bistro on Park Ave hosted this really cool pet rescue event featuring adoptable dogs in support of Operation Freedom Ride yesterday afternoon. And this Rochester-based nonprofit, their goal is to aim to save dogs and cats from euthanization, and they say, we don't have a shelter location. So basically what they do is just rely on local partners like Blue Wolf to host them and have meet and greet events, and also fundraising and donating, and they're all volunteers. 100% of them are foster home-based, which means that all of their dogs are in homes rather than having a shelter location. But Operation Freedom Ride is also looking for foster families to help care for their cats and dogs. Obviously, the location yesterday was great right on Park Ave because the amount of people that live down there with pets A lot of them turned up. Mm-hmm. They showed up. Operation Freedom Ride is an organization run by volunteers. It was founded back in 2018. And all these volunteers help rescue unwanted pets and find foster parents to care for the dogs until they're actually adopted. So they saved 352 dogs and 144 cats last year alone.
That's awesome.
And just from that group, 297 dogs and 184 cats found their forever homes, which is really, really cool. So the organization makes a big difference.
That's great.
Yeah. I was going to walk down there, adopt a dog for a couple hours, and I was like, I just didn't know about it.
Can't
I had no idea.
It. Yeah.
Coming up on the show, what's the real yard sale etiquette? Because two people almost killed one another over a $5 slow cooker. And it's raising some really good questions about whether just touching something makes it yours. We'll talk about it and tell you what happened coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it always will be.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Has anyone been to any really good crappy yard sales recently?
I mean, tis the season. It's happening now, and you can honestly find some great stuff there.
There are a couple of gems you might be able to get your hands on. Last night I was in bed scrolling social media because I was already brain dead from the day. So I figured, let's end the night with some more crap. I come across a video, two grown adults. I'm talking soccer mom in Crocs versus an old retired guy in a mega hat fighting in a driveway over a used slow cooker at a yard sale. And apparently the story that was being told by the guy filming the video is the woman picked it up first, told the homeowner to hold it for her because she was going to think it over. Okay, sure. Well, while she's browsing, this guy walks up, sees the crock pot, asks the homeowner how much. And the guy says, well, the woman is most likely going to buy it. He goes, I'll give you 20. He says, sold. Boom, he swoops in, hands over the 20, takes the slow cooker, and all hell breaks loose. They're threatening to call the cops over a secondhand slow cooker.
Oh, wow.
She's calling him a racist. He's calling her white trash.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was so sad to watch two grown adults get into something.
It's just Facebook IRL. That's really all it is.
They're never going to use it. They're never going to use this appliance.
And it could end up like This Is Us. Could just burn the whole house down.
That's
literally what happened. He got the slow cooker at a garage sale, and it burnt the whole house.
Oh, really? I never watched the show.
Oh, yes.
So here's my question. If you are at a yard sale, and you're holding an item but haven't paid for it yet, how does this work? Is it fair game for someone else to grab it out from under you? Is there an unwritten rule about how long you're allowed to think it over before it's up for grabs?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you're in the business of making money if you're hosting one of these sales.
Yes.
Whether it be garage, yard, factory, I don't really care, estate. And if somebody is pondering something, I mean, my mentality behind it, and I don't think everyone will agree with this, but it's put your money where your mouth is. Like, if you want this, buy it. And if someone's offering double the price, okay. Sorry. Like,
yeah, why?
At that point, it's a bidding war. But it's not about, like, who's touching or who saw or who's called dibs or who's whatever. It's just put your money where your mouth is.
Now, what if they're holding it, walking around with it?
I mean, you're not going to go up and, like, snatch it out of someone's hand. Like, clearly, you don't know if you don't know the situation, if they bought it, if they're thinking about buying it. But to be fair, like, she said, hold this for me.
Listen, you snooze, you lose. I'm in agreement with that. Now, we're talking about yard sales here. I mean, you can't pull this move at Wegmans. You just don't take stuff out of someone's cart and
There's also a plethora of things. Like, you know, at a yard sale, there's one of something. At Wegmans, just go get another box of crack mac and cheese.
Yeah, there's people ready to throw fist at yard sales, garage sales.
But at the end of the day, like, you're getting a deal, you're you think like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, I'm telling you right now, it's not. Just go on Facebook Marketplace. You'll find the same thing.
I got to tell you, this woman is, she doesn't have any right to be upset. If she wanted the slow cooker, she should have picked it up and kept moving. 585-252-9800. Anyone been to a good garage sale yet where people tried killing one another over junk? We had a text that come in and Nancy said, if she walked away, it's not hers anymore. This isn't Target. It's a driveway full of stuff. You mm-hmm. want it, you buy it. Otherwise, it's fair game.
Now, if she had bought it and then said, hold it, that's totally different. Like, she, correct. Owns, she, already, she owns it at that point.
That's right.
But put your money where your mouth is. Like, also, it wasn't a guarantee, like, I'm definitely getting this, hold it for me. She's like, let me think about it. Like, sorry, but there's not time to think when I'm in the business of making money.
You got to ask yourself when you see two grown adults like this fight. And by the way, there was a child present. When you see them fight over something worth $5, at this point, it's not really about the slow cooker. What's really going on? They obviously have a bunch of stuff going on in their life and they need to vent.
Right.
And they're taking it out on one another. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm sorry, but I had a garage sale because I needed to get rid of a bunch of crap earlier this month. Whoever offers me the most amount of money, it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she upset? She set it down to think about it. Someone else wanted it. She lost out.
I think my mom's is this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I know she was cleaning out the garage for it, so... And her garage sales always pop off, I'll tell you that much.
I bet you your parents got some good stuff. I've been in your garage. There's some good stuff.
They do.
Going up in the yard. I don't understand, though, why this is a foreign concept to some people, because this works the same on Facebook Marketplace. If I'm selling an item for $100, someone messages me and says, well, you going to do 20? I'm going to say no. And their response is always, I'm going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes later, if someone says, I'll give you the 100, sold. I am not waiting around for you to think about it.
No.
I mean, the item always goes to the highest bidder, and that's how garage sales should work 100% of the time.
I mean, I just had this moral dilemma back in December when I was moving in with my girlfriend. I was selling my entire living room set, and there was a strong bidding war for, I mean,
I remember.
Also marked it so low.
Yeah.
And this girl said, you know, hold it for me, and she sent me money, and I had someone offer me, I think it was like $300 or $400 more.
She almost sent you a deposit, right?
No, she did send me a deposit, and okay. I sent it back. I was like, I'm so sorry.
You sent it back to her?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I'm so sorry, it's just not gonna work.
You're trying to make money.
Yeah.
Let me just get to real Danielle really quick before we wrap up. But she says, this is exactly why I only shop estate sales. Yard sales are too trashy. It's sad to watch people fight over a bunch of crap that no longer works. First of all, there's no difference. I've been to estate sales. People can be just as trashy. If they want something, they will fight to their death to get it.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you guys do plan on visiting any crappy yard sales this week and you see something really nice you might want, I mean, it doesn't make it yours just because you touched it.
Right. Keep it in mind.
You want the waffle maker.
Grab it.
Splurge.
Right.
Spend a dollar.
Spend that $5.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.